Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
I'm really curious to get your take on the... There's now obviously quite a few. There's up to 5 now potential connections that we're looking at, according to his daughter, Carrie. And I know you had a chance to speak with Carrie just the other day. But Bad Laundry Day, the one that's referenced in his own writings, and then what Sheriff Eddie Bearden witnessed and heard directly from Rader when he visited him, which to me seems like the beginning of a game where Eddie didn't even discuss what he was wanting to talk to BTK about, yet BTK before that explained to him about his fantasy of watching a woman in a laundromat till she was there alone, and then he'd go in with his ruse, get her in his vehicle, and essentially do what BTK is known to have done. And then Eddie told him why he was there and what he wanted to talk about. Seems rather coincidental that Dennis already kind of seemed to know that maybe they were zoning in on a crime that he had nothing to do with and still does.
Right. So with the information we have so far, certainly the victim in Oklahoma is seemingly there's a lot adding up that could lead to BTK being responsible. He was working for ADT in a bank across the street from the laundromat. He has the information about the project, involving someone in the laundromat, the Bad Laundry Day. All of that certainly seems to point, sadly, to this victim. In regard to at least 3 of the others discussed so far, I know that on the 29th, I believe the KBI came out and said they do not believe BTK is responsible for that murder. I saw yesterday another authority that's investigating one of the other murders has said BTK has been looked at, investigated. We've looked over everything most recent and not going to be connected to BTK. And then the lead investigator on the young gal from Missouri, Shauna Garber, that lead investigator has said after, conferring with BTK, conducting the interviews, and also with authorities in Oklahoma with what they had, we still can't show that he's any more of a prime suspect than any of our other suspects. So, I just really take my hat off to the fact that law enforcement is looking closer at all of his writings. There were over, I think, 200 projects mentioned. Projects could have been potential victims that he was looking at or crimes he was considering. I think even Carrie herself, if I recall correctly, was a quote unquote project. So I think project may have had a bit of a broader meaning possibly, but the C's, the confirms, that has certainly seemed to line up with killings that he did. I guess my biggest concern with some of them is that do they fit his MO?
Yeah.
I know that sounds so esoteric, and yes, it's possible he could have changed MOs, but considering his MO was to sexually gratify himself after they were dead, not penetrate them during life, cases that stray from that, I always give pause to. And then secondarily, I think it's great that, you know, Kerry and law enforcement is looking at all of these cases closer. I think the FBI may be involved to some degree now. I know the state authorities, and they should take another look at all the evidence, especially what was dug up in the yard, to see if there is any connection. And so on that front, I think it's great. We're going to get more answers one way or the other.
That's what I wonder about with what they're digging up in the yard. Just because they're digging it up and they also have on paper seemingly connected him to the case in Oklahoma. But do we have any physical evidence yet? The fact that we do have evidence that's been dug up in the yard doesn't necessarily mean it's connected to that specific case. Very likely it's connected to the other ones that maybe that we do know about, or possibly others that we don't. If there doesn't turn out to be much of a connection to the pantyhose or whatever else was found in the latest hidey hole of BTK on his property in Park City, Kansas, what does that do for this investigation? Is it really kind of just sitting there waiting on if we can find some sort of physical connection? And then I guess it would be whether he admits or not?
Well, certainly number one is putting him there.
Yeah.
They should be able to figure out whether he was in Kansas, Missouri, or Oklahoma at the time of the deaths. So that's the biggest thing that they need to overcome. Once they overcome that, hopefully everything they found in that hidey hole was properly managed from a evidence standpoint. I'm concerned about that because I saw the sheriff twirling around a pantyhose ligature on his desk. He had gloves on, so he must have thought that it was evidentiary of some nature. I initially thought that could have been used around the neck, but in looking at it closer, it looks like more of a wrist, or maybe a wrist just because it wasn't that long the way the knot was tied. But we all have hairs on our arms, little tiny hairs. And if it was used to constrain that, and this was recovered, you know,
months ago.
Exactly. Months ago. Where has that been?
Yeah.
Did it ever get sent to the FBI lab or the state lab? Was it ever properly looked at? I understand that perhaps when it was found, people were throwing it around and weren't, you know, I mean, I just, it gives me a headache.
It does make me, when he was doing show and tell with Ashley the other night, I was like, what are you doing? This does not seem right. Hopefully they have gleaned everything that they need to get off of that. But I guess who really knows? Let's talk about his writings a bit. I know that they're starting to look back. That's how they got the Bad Laundry Day project, from those writings from years ago. And the writings themselves, I know they are in evidence all these years later, now that the case, well, the initial cases have been closed against him. Is the people who have access to those writings, is that strictly the authorities in Wichita and Park City and FBI, or who else has access to go through these with a fine-tooth comb to really maybe make some more connections here?
Well, I think law enforcement across the board in that tri-state area certainly are able to look at them. The sheriff indicated that he was very, you know, privy to them. I know Kerry's been privy to them. So as I said, it dumbfounds me, and you know I bleed blue.
Yeah.
But in this case, I'm a little dumbfounded as to why they were obtained in 2004, and yet, you know, now they're taking a closer look. That is confusing to me. I guess I'm just happy for the victim families that it's being done, because hopefully some families might get some closure and some answers. You know, they've offered this immunity now, not just a federal immunity, they're offering immunity from each of these states. So there's nothing for, you know, Dennis Rader to fear, other than I guess he could be moved from his comfortable cell that he's at in El Dorado, Kansas. Other than that, I don't know. He has nothing to worry about in terms of a death penalty situation at this point. And you would think he would want to brag all about it, since he loved to brag about the other 10. But maybe he's waiting to see if they really have him in the crosshairs, you know, and if maybe it's at that point he comes forward.
That's what I'm wondering. Is he still playing this game? Is he enjoying all of this attention? Because he certainly has it again, which is what he absolutely loves. Is this something where if they do find more evidence on him and it goes beyond just him being the prime suspect, but to actually be charged with this, do you see him admitting, or do you think he wants to go on another ride to the Sedgwick County courtroom? Or actually, this wouldn't even be there because this would have been a crime that took place in Oklahoma.
Right. He'd be going to Osage. And my understanding is he's in a wheelchair. He's very fragile now. He's shrunk. He's mentally, he's better than ever, but physically he struggles. And I think it's comfortable where he's at. So I do believe that could be a reason why he doesn't want to see any of this go down the road. But he's missing out huge chance at even more fame. And he certainly wants that. So that's kind of the oxymoron here, is if he were responsible for these, and if he loves to talk about his cases, why isn't he coming forward?
This is the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.